Are you ready? The Cornelia Stephanie Show, Wake Up to Love, Your Call to Action. Join Cornelia as she empowers others to live heaven on earth. Cornelia teaches listeners how to be the authority over yourself, embracing your inner guru, feel yourself uplifted into limitless expansion, integrating ease and grace in a changing world. This show will cover topics such as unconditional love, your physical body, how to be in extraordinary relationships, create financial and emotional wealth, embracing entrepreneurship in the new earth. Cornelia Stephanie, and I am with the Stories of Hope today. We have another beautiful episode for you to inspire you to live your best life. You know, we heal through stories. So I can't wait to introduce you to my first guest, because when I was looking at her bio and I was reading what she did and how she healed herself and how she healed her life, her and I have something in common, quite a few things. So let me introduce you to her. It's Corinne Camara, and she is 10 years practicing acupuncture and Chinese medicine on the West Coast. Her practice has evolved to include more than the initial foundation of needles and herbs. In addition to graduating from the American College of Traditional Chinese Medicine, she's a pelvic floor expert, Arvigo Mayan abdominal therapist, and hands-on energy practitioner, and a wellness nutritional coach. Her own healing journey took her this route. Her own experience with her body was what motivated her on this journey of Eastern medicine. After years of struggling with digestive issues, acne, menstrual pain, headaches, and chronic fatigue, she was surprised by merely changing her diet that she was able to resolve all of her health concerns. Her true aha moment arrived one day when her gynecologist suggested that she have surgery to remove a painful cyst on her right ovary. Reluctant to put her body under such trauma, she postponed the surgery for 2 months to see if she could dissolve the cyst with proper nutrition and alternative medicine. After 2 months of consistent acupuncture sessions, Chinese herbal formulas, and a modified diet, her cyst completely disappeared and she no longer needed surgery. This period in 2004 put an end to her extremely painful pelvic pain that came with her monthly menstrual cycle as well. The acupuncture, the herbs, and the lifestyle shifts completely changed the course of her life. Her pain has never come back to the level of severity. And so she began her lifelong passion to help others experience the miraculous healing potential of our own bodies. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me.
Awesome to have you here. So, my gosh, I totally can relate to your story. Now, how long have you been healed with no cysts?
Oh, I haven't had a cyst since. So it's been since 2004. So however long that is, almost 20 years. Yeah, 18 years.
Almost 20 years. And so now You've completely changed your lifestyle. You've changed your lifestyle with nutrition and herbs and acupuncture. Do you still do acupuncture on yourself? Do you have those treatments still?
Yeah, I still get acupuncture. I mean, my diet has been consistent. I think the major, like a lot of my pelvic pain mostly went away, but there was still twinges of pelvic pain with a menstrual cycle. And that's where the emotional healing for me kind of kicked in, where I had to really start working on releasing my emotional traumas, my sexual assaults, learning how to love myself on a deeper level and doing that internal work. That really took my menstrual pain and making it completely go away. So I would say from that experience from 2004, I was like 85% good, but there was still that 10 to 15% that was the emotional work that I needed to also do to then be completely pain-free.
Yeah. So it's so powerful. I mean, we know that acupuncture has been around for a long time and has done a lot of great, you know, service to so many people, so many bodies. But I had the same experience when I went to the, doctor, and I was diagnosed with two cysts and boils, you know, huge, the size of oranges. Wow. And I was actually, you know, told that I am a candidate for endometrian cancer. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that they wanted to give me a complete hysterectomy. And it was interesting because I specialize in emotional health. So I specialize in that, right? So coming back from the doctor, my friend said to me, well, I guess it's time for you to really walk your talk now and really get to, she said, heal it yourself. That's what she said to me. Just heal it yourself, you know?
Yeah.
And I said, wow. So this is what I did as well. I canceled my appointment with cancer. And then I went ahead and did the emotional, looked at what the root cause was of the emotional suppression of the cysts. And it was boils. It was anger. It was anger on my creative outlet, giving birth. I had no outlet for my expression. I had no outlet for my, you know, my creativity, my love, right? And so it was forming on the uterus, you know? Mm-hmm. So that's why when I was reading your story, I can so relate to that because so many women have had their organs removed, you know, parts of their bodies removed because of this type of diagnosis, and then not realizing that there's other alternative ways to go. Mm-hmm. What would you like to say in response to that?
Well, yeah, I think we are in this culture where the doctors are the Bible. They say something and we're like, absolutely, where there's not a lot of conversation about other options, like thinking about acupuncture, massage, energy work, emotional wellness. There's so many ways of looking at the body, and hysterectomy is usually the first thing that they suggest. I had a client that she was having insane pelvic pain, and she went to the doctor after doctor. She was seeing me, and I was kind of like, I don't know. I think you should wait on the surgery. Just wait on the surgery. We were doing acupuncture. We were doing all these things. The doctor was going to give her a hysterectomy. Turned out she had a really bad pelvic infection.
Oh my God.
From her UTI. So, and then she took antibiotics and she was fine. But can you imagine if she had the hysterectomy, if she had just allowed the doctor to do that, what would have happened? She would have lost her organs, and had nothing to do with the uterus. It was actually coming from her bladder. So things like that, I think we have to be strong advocates for our bodies and trust that our bodies are giving us proper messages, because sometimes our body will say something and we believe other people, but it's so important to tune into yourself and ask for help from other people, get information, and trust that your body's leading you in the proper direction.
You know, when you gave it 2 months, that was actually the thing to do. And that, you know, the emergency that was there right there with the pain that you were having, that you said, I'm going to give this 2 months to, you know, balance this out and see if I can heal this. Right.
Right.
Is what you did. And I think a lot of times people don't realize that they can make that choice too, that they don't have to take action right there and then on this, to get a second opinion, to get another opinion, and you know, talk this out with somebody else, which is really, really important. Having a coach and having a mentor, a physician like you that helps people is really important. Now, when you do this pelvic work that you do, what does that entail?
So I specialize in a type of acupuncture. It's Japanese style. It's called Kiko's style of acupuncture. So a lot of it's palpation. And palpation means I'm touching certain parts of the body and then needling certain parts to release the pain. And I do a lot of abdomen work. So I'm checking a lot of the abdomen to see what's tender. And a lot of the times I could relieve the pelvic and abdominal pain by using distal points. And you feel the change on the table. So it's not something that I'm doing and you're walking away feeling like, I hope that worked. No, we're getting results on the table. And then also I include body work with that. So helping the lymphatic system move, relaxing the muscles. A large part of what I do is helping the body relax, because most women are either super tight in their pelvic floor or they're loose. So, and a lot of the women I tend to attract are more on the tight side maybe because I'm also tight. This A-type personality. So everything's tight. We're controls. We want to do X, Y, and Z. So our whole body is tight. So a big part of what I do is to help people relax to get into their body, to breathe into their pelvic floor, to get that diaphragm moving, to just start to feel comfortable in their body, and also to start loving their bodies and sending their bodies positive affirmation. Because when we're in a lot of pain, there's also that negative self-talk that we send to our body. So helping women shift that conversation will also help with the healing process and getting comfortable. Like if you're bloated all the time, let's get comfortable with your bloat. Let's get comfortable with your stomach, as opposed to always trying to suck in your stomach to look a certain way. You know, how about just relaxing your belly and being okay with that?
Yeah. You know, so much of our conditioning, right, has us always to be wanting to look a certain way, right? And that's the tightness you're talking about.
Exactly. Like, you know, every time you want to take a picture, I mean, push in my stomach. I mean, like, oh, I got to be tight. I got to look a certain way. And all these messages of like, I don't look a certain way, I'm tight. Like, it's not the feminine energy that we're meant to be, which is receptivity, relaxation, going with the flow, allowing your body to just be. And when you allow yourself to just be, your body heals. It's amazing how our bodies can heal. Given the proper nutrients, hydration, relaxation, calming the nervous system down, getting your adrenals down, your body will start to mend itself.
Yeah.
And so that's a big part of what I do, is helping people relax their body so that they can start their healing process.
So good. So good, the work you're doing. Do you do any work online?
Online, yeah. I mean, online, it's mostly conversations, talking, how can I support you, nutrition, food, and also giving you resources. Perhaps there's other acupuncturists in the area that I know that I could refer you to. And just opening up that conversation of how you can change your perspective on what's going on in your health.
Yeah, that's so good. You know, as far as the nutrition is concerned, do you do a like a low carb type diet or lifestyle? Is that?
It's more individual. Because everyone's body's different, right? Mm-hmm. And so I don't really prescribe to a certain diet. I think it's really, I'm always going to say eat more fruits and vegetables. That's like a baseline, but yeah. And avoid processed foods, right? But then at a certain point, some people can eat certain things. And, you know, really for me, food is about trusting your intuition and really understanding why you're attracted to certain foods that are not necessarily doing good things to you. Like if you know you have endometriosis, eating sugar is probably not the best choice for you, because sugar causes inflammation. But you're attracted to sugar. You need to eat sugar. If it feels like an addiction, that's something deeper than that's happening. That's a more of an emotional attachment. Like, what's happening there? Do you not feel loved? Do you not feel nourished? Like, what's going on? Why are you eating sugar? Why are you eating candy? You know, so like having those kinds of conversations more so than like don't eat that and don't eat this and don't eat that. Because I feel like when everyone's deprived about food, then it becomes a whole different situation where I think it's more important to focus on your heart, having a connection to your body. Like, what do I need to eat to feel nourished right now?
Yeah. And listening to your body, like you said, listening to your body, giving you the clues of what is going on. Right. There's something out of balance. There's something out that's calling your attention, and tuning in and listening, you know, within. The main thing that we're talking about here today is that this incredible two women that are meeting each other here online, right? I had this experience with my ovaries, and you had the same thing. And we both healed from this without having the organs removed, without me having a hysterectomy. And you know, this has been since 2008 is since that time, and yours since 2004, right? Did you say 2004?
Right. So it's 2004. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So it's a long time. So that's why if we can help you today to, you know, take a moment and get a second opinion, get another person to, you know, to talk to find out, you know, what the alternatives are for you before you're going to have your organs removed from your body, that there's another way. And I love acupuncture. So, you know, and the whole thing, I love what you're doing with women that to relax, because in order really for us to really be good at receiving,
we have to relax.
We have to relax. You know, so how can people find out more about you, and where can they learn more about you?
You can go on my website, corinnekamara.com, and that gives you all the information about me, my podcast, the services I offer, And yeah, that's, and I'm also on Instagram, Corinne J. Camara, and I post stories and I post things on there as well.
Good. What's your podcast about?
Infinite Love. It's about how we can love each other more and how people use love as a way to transform their lives, and how we can use love as to be an act of service for others, and people's stories of growth and transformation.
Well, we definitely need more of that. You know, more of us that are talking about love, that are talking about our physical body and our health. Our health is in our wealth, right?
Right.
It's so important. I mean, back in the day, we used to be the women, the medicine women, and really in our own healing, and our physical bodies have the ability to regenerate and self-heal if we create that environment. So it's just an honor and a pleasure to have you here. So how can, give us the social media handles again to let everyone know to find
you. Yeah, so on Instagram, it's Corinne, which is C-A-R-I-N-E-J, Camara. So Camara, C-A-M-A-R-A. So it's one word, and you can find me on Instagram. And then my website is my full name, CorinneCamara.com.
Awesome. So glad that you came on today. Thank you so much for coming on and sharing your story. And we're going to take a break on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
Let's face it. You don't love your wrinkles. You probably work out, but you have been skipping face day. Join Colette Marie Stephan for daily face yoga. You'll learn to activate and train facial muscles and reverse the visible effects of aging. Forget about expensive procedures and products that don't work. Live virtual classes every day at 6 a.m. and 9 p.m. Pacific. Sign up for face yoga with Colette. Visit thetruthisfunny.com.
There is divinity within you. Join Lisa Belz on her show, The Unshakable Living Show. Supernaturally and divinely unshakable, twice a month, and find that divinity that you deserve. Lisa will help you feel encouraged, empowered, and realize that you're not alone on your journey. With Lisa, address the foundation, the frame, and the finish of your dreams and become truly unshakable.
Cornelia Stephanie, Stories of Hope. I am with Elaine Turso, also known, watch this, Elaine the Brain.
That's right.
Elaine the Brain has been a creative, self-made, problem-solving entrepreneur since 2001. She's a small business strategist and mentor, and Elaine enjoys supporting other entrepreneurs with their businesses, helping them identify where their struggle is and giving them the boost in confidence they need to work through their fear and self-sabotaging behaviors. Her friends call her Elaine the Brain because she gets strange, intuitive pop rocks to help them find creative solutions to their problems. Well, where have you been all my life?
I don't know. Where have I been?
That's great. I like Elaine the Brain.
Isn't that fun? You know, when I was growing up, I was never Elaine the Brain. My friend's aunt used to call me Elaine the Pain, who came on a train from Maine. And I was like, my name never doesn't rhyme with anything cool until I discovered that it rhymed with the brain. And I was like, oh, yes.
Good for you. So you came up with that brand.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah, you came up with that. So that's probably what it is that you do, helping entrepreneurs come up with brilliant ideas like this.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm an idea factory.
You're an idea. Are you an Aries?
No, I'm a Virgo.
Oh, you're a Virgo.
But I'm married to an Aries.
Oh, well, it's in the family then, right?
Yeah.
So do you love being an entrepreneur?
I can't imagine not being an entrepreneur, like the J-O-B. Mm-mm. I like doing what I love doing and doing it my way. But I love being in control of my success, right? Like to me, that's really what it's about, is that I get to decide what success looks like for me. And I get to, like, if I want to change something, I can change it. I don't have to ask anyone else's permission. I'm my own boss. So I get to decide. So yeah, I can't imagine not being an entrepreneur. Like, the other thing is just not for me.
Yeah, so it's great to be your own boss, to dance and live life according to your own rhythm and your own nature. Yes. And also, you know, make a good income doing it, right? Mm-hmm. So how did you structure your life? Like how did you initially begin this?
Well, the funny thing is, back in 2001, my first business was, I was a scrapbook designer for hire.
Oh.
I know, because I'm very creative and I love to make stuff. And then my husband suggested, why don't you do photography? And I was like, that's dumb. Like, nobody's going to pay me for that. That was a lie, because people paid me a lot of money to be a photographer. And I did that for 10 years. Wow. And then as I was kind of like, I'm big into networking and connecting and, you know, things like that. And I started noticing this gift that I had as I was meeting with people one-on-one. And then I was like, they're like, I should be paying you for this. And I'm like, how did that even look? I don't even know what that looks like. And so when I decided that I was ready to retire from photography after 10 years, I was like, I know what I want to do. Like, I want to help other entrepreneurs who are struggling, because I already was kind of doing it. So it just kind of felt like a natural progression. And then now I'm like in my zone of genius, because I get to make stuff. I love helping people make stuff for their businesses, doing all the behind the scenes stuff that they're not good at. I'm good at it. I love doing it. So it allows me to not only help them with their ideas and the brainstorming and the problem solving, coming up with what makes them different, but also to implement it. And so they can focus on what they're good at, and I do what I'm good at, and boom, it's a match made in heaven.
That is a match made in heaven. So you totally stepped into your genius now.
Yeah.
And you're helping entrepreneurs so that they can give their service.
Yes.
And then it's a win-win for everybody.
A win-win for everybody. They don't have to stay stuck and stressed out about how come their automation sequence isn't working and their landing page and I don't know what to post on social media and all that. Mm-mm. I got you. I got it.
Oh, good. Yeah. So how do you generate your, you know, how do you find leads, find entrepreneurs? How do they find you? How do you find them? How do they find you?
Because I'm huge into networking and building relationships. Every single one of my clients I have met through networking. I'm in a group called Polka Dot Powerhouse. It's a women's connection company. And that's where I spend a majority of my time. I love speaking. So I speak at their chapters and drop some knowledge bombs on them. And things just, they come to me because they're like, oh my gosh, Elaine, you know, I don't know, people are drawn to me like a moth to a flame. And so I just nurture those people that come into my experience, whether they choose to work with me or not. And they know that I'm always here. If they ever need help with something, they know that I'll pick up the phone, right? I will pick up the phone and help them. No strings attached, genuinely helping people.
Yeah. I think that's really, it says a lot about your core, you know, that you're about building relationships. It's not just about this one-off type of thing. It's really about nurturing. It's about building relationships. And you have this wonderful sense of confidence about you that, you know, people probably need, like, you know, to hear someone say, I got you.
Mm-hmm. I got you. Yeah.
Yeah. That means a lot, you know, because again, being an entrepreneur in today's world with so many things, you know, that have to be done, when you don't have a team of people around you that support you, and having you on someone's team is probably absolutely extraordinary.
It's one of those things that I just can't even put a price on it. Like, had I had that when I was starting, oh my gosh, game changer. It would have been a huge game changer.
Right, right. Yeah, I've often said that about myself too, that if I wish, where was a person like myself when I first started out? I would have to have had that hand, to have had that support, to have had the person that gets you, that doesn't try to, you know, downplay your ideas or whatever, simply because they don't see how it's possible. Mm-hmm. And with somebody that can really hold you and say, yeah, absolutely, and support you in that way. Do you find that as well?
Yeah, I just let them, like, I focus on the how, and I help them just focus on the what and the why. Let me do the how, right? I'll figure out the how. You don't have to know the how. That's not your job, right? Because a lot of times the how keeps people in that place of being stuck because they have this idea, but they don't know how to make it happen. So they just stay in that constant state of hustle because they don't know. And so it's like, let someone else help you with the how, right? Because you do what you do best. Let someone else do what they're good at to help you actually get it implemented. You know, I sat on ideas for the longest time because I was stuck in the how and I couldn't see past my own crap, right? And so you need someone with an outside perspective who can help you see what you can't see, who knows what you don't know. Someone who's been there, done that, got the t-shirt and can say, I know exactly how to do that. Don't worry, I got you, you know?
Yeah, that's a good one. I got you. That is absolutely so, you know, it's amazing how quick time goes by. So how can people find you, Elaine the Brain? How can they look for you? Where can they find you?
I'm all over the interwebs. Like literally you just Google my name and I pop up everywhere. So I'm in all the places. My favorite platform is TikTok. I love TikTok. I love making videos. I love consuming content and learning fun things from all different types of people. I learned so much there, but that's my favorite platform. But I'm on Facebook and Instagram and all the other places as well.
Give the handle exactly how you are. Handle.
So on TikTok, I'm Elaine the Brain Terso, and everywhere else I am Elaine Terso.
Okay, good. That's clear. Well, Elaine, no matter what, I want to have a conversation with you about further networking and masterminding. I feature the world's leading experts in the KS Media Group app, and I think that you would be a wonderful contributor to be there. And so we should have another conversation.
I would love to.
Yeah. And the audience, I just want to let everyone know right now, if you haven't downloaded our beautiful app, go to the App Store, click on KS Media, MEDIA Group, and then download the app to your phone, create your free account, and get the free ebook. And why is it that you would want to do that? Well, one of the things is the leading world's best experts. We engage with you every single week to invite you to answer the universal question. We use the app ourselves, but we're also inviting you to answer the universal question and then journal the answer in the app that only you can see. So this week's universal question was, where in your life are you out of integrity? A good one, right?
That's a good one.
That's a good question, you know. And as soon as we say that, we know we have all kinds of stuff come up because mm-hmm. we know what it is. Mm-hmm. So, and it's really to close that gap and seal those holes so that you can live and be more in your true, authentic self, right? That's what it's about. But go get the app downloaded and check it out. Go, you know, journey with us into the universal question every week. And you know, we're having a great time. So thank you everybody for listening and tuning in. Elaine the Brain, I think it's awesome that you were here today and look forward to talk to you again.
Thank you so much for having me. It was a pleasure meeting you.
You too. Okay. Bye everybody. Take care.
You've been listening to the Cornelia Stephanie Show, Wake Up to Love, your call to action. Tune in each week on Transformation Talk Radio. Cornelia's joy is to engage others in practical ways, showing us how to live in the new earth in harmony with our true nature. For more information on Cornelia and her extraordinary work, or to listen to past shows, go to her website at corneliastephanie.com.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.